Well, I can say it and truly mean it. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I think about so many people that are not able to be in the house of the Lord because of sickness and for other things. And just so thankful that we can be here and be hopefully be a blessing to each other. And as we read the scriptures, why, if nothing else, it's God's word, and this
Amen.
Should entertain you, this should excite you, this should bring you closer to the Lord. We want to study some this morning in the familiar scriptures in John chapter 15, concerning the vine and the husbandman. Chapter number 15. Book of John. Right, in verse 1 of chapter 15 it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman or the vine dresser. And so this is what Jesus is trying to explain to these people about how that everything goes from one thing to the other. And he's talking about some of the things that needs to be done to the vine, and some of the things that we can use this to understand it needs to be done in the church, and it needs to be done in each one of our lives. The things that he's talking about is pruning, the things that he purges. And so we want to see here, as he explains who he is and what he's talking about, he says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit.
Amen.
Now, here is the thing of it, and we see it so much, and I have seen it here lately about the things that the Lord does for us, and sometimes we don't realize what it's for. Sometimes we want to come to kind of say, well, why did you do that, Lord? Well, listen, that's the wrong attitude to take. Because this morning, as he's talking about pruning, listen, your life, my life, is a vine. Or it's a plant. You can use it as a plant. And you know, this morning in our garden, we have plants that we have to pull what they call suckers out from between the plant and the leaf. And listen, if we don't do that, the plant does not get the amount of strength that it should. So it grows smaller fruit. And that's why Jesus is talking to them about here this morning, is that when you are pruned, when you are used of the Lord, and sometimes when you don't understand what the Lord is doing for you, but yet you wonder why, listen, he's pruning you, he's conditioning you, and he's helping you to be stronger. Because sometimes in our lives we don't understand the things that are going on that is hindering us sometimes. And so we need to be more appreciative of the things that happens to us, because listen, if you're God's child, he knows what you need.
Amen.
And he knows how to help you, he knows how to strengthen you. And so when these things happen, then you might as well say, well, Lord, help me through them, and I'm thanking you for the things that you're doing for me.
Amen.
And so it's a very close walk with the Lord when you can do these things and understand that it's all for you. And a lot of people says, oh, the devil's getting into me, and the devil's doing this, and the devil's doing that. Well, listen, he may be. But the thing of it is, he can't do no more than the Lord allows.
Amen.
And so this morning when we have these problems and these things like this, he says, and we're not bearing fruit, he says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit. Now this morning, if you have enough suckers, as I use for the growth on the plant, if you have enough of that in your life, Listen, you don't bear much fruit.
Amen.
And this is something that needs to be removed. And he loves you, and he wants you to serve him, and he wants to for you to help others. And so he removes these things that are interfering with you as you live your life. And so, again, I want to encourage you this morning not to get upset, not to get bothered about the things that are happening to you, because you ain't got nobody to blame.
Right.
Because the Lord knows everything that you need, and he knows when you need it, and he knows when you need that sucker plucked out. He knows when you need that encouragement from him. And
amen.
He wants you to develop fruit, and he wants you to show the world your fruit, and he wants you to set an example before other people that you are his child. And so these are some of the things that he does for us.
Amen.
He says here, he says in the second chapter, second verse, he says, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth. And so this morning, when you have a desire, to come to church, you have a desire to be a witness, you have a desire to serve the Lord and to bear fruit, listen, you can look for these things to come, because you can't do it on your own.
It's,
the Lord is in charge of you, and you can't do these things on your own. So he says he purchased it that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And so this morning, God's word, a lot of times is what it takes. And it will help every time that you hear God's word. He'll remove something from you that, or show you something that needs to be removed. And it will encourage you. It will help you. It will strengthen you and enable you to bear fruit that will be a blessing to you and a blessing to those that see it. So he said here, now ye are clean through the word.
Amen.
Which I have spoken unto you. See, he says, here, abide in me. Now, this word abide is without change. You say the same, and it also says to wait for, or to wait upon, and to endure or sustain. And so this thing, when he says abide, it don't mean just you sit around and wait on the Lord and say, I'm waiting for him. But listen, you have to go through life, and you have to try to be a blessing to others. You have to bear fruit for others, but you still have to abide. And this abiding calls for waiting on the Lord. And it says here that to wait on the Lord and to endure.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, this life is not all sugar and cream.
Amen.
Sometimes we have to endure things that we don't like to do, but you know, the Lord, again, that's another way that the Lord strengthens us when we see that these things are happening, just take it and praise the Lord and say, hey, it's your work. And so here, I want to show you this here. He says, abide in me, or don't change. And I in you, and he don't change, because he know his word says he don't change. And so as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine.
Amen.
And this, and it goes on to tell later on, when it says here that the vine cannot abide in me, well, if the vine is cut off, it can't abide. And so we need this morning to stick close to the Lord. We don't need to have anything this morning that will separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
For a while. And I know sometimes he has to chastise us, and because of to get our attention. But we don't need to stay in that boat. We need to get back and start abiding in him. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. And so this morning, this abiding is a twofold thing, in that he abides in us, and we abide in Him, and that makes it. But when that sin comes, or something that's like clipping a little bit of it off, or something or other, and you're not in His will like you should, and you need to get back into His will. And I'm not getting up here teaching fall from grace or nothing like that. But sometimes we get out of the will of the Lord. Sometimes right. We get backslidden. Sometimes we get cold. And sometimes we do about anything and everything that we can do because we're just humans.
Right.
And this old flesh, if you leave it up to the flesh will guide you in the wrong way. But He says here, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit.
Amen.
For without me, you can do nothing. And so this morning, you can tell if a person is abiding in the Lord by the type of fruit that they bring. And this old haphazard, oh, I wish I didn't have to go to church today. And I could be doing something else. Listen, that's the wrong attitude to have.
Amen.
We need to come here this morning with a love in our heart and with a appetite for God's Word. We need to come here this morning with a brightness on our face and gladness in our heart and be ready to hear God's Word. And a lot of times I know I don't teach as well as I could or should, but the thing of it is, you ought to be ready even to hear God's Word.
Amen.
Because that's the most important thing this morning. So He said here, he that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Chapter verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. Now he's using an example of pruning here. And he's saying, if you don't abide in him, you're not cut off and your salvation's gone. But the thing of it is, you lose connection, you lose that love that you have in your heart, and listen, until you get things straight with the Lord, you'll not be back like you should be. And so he says here, and notice what happens to him. And it is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Now, it's not saying this morning that he cuts you off and that people throw you in hell and you're burned. He's not using that way. But the thing of it is, these things that are happening is the condition that you get in when you get away from the Lord and you're not as close to Him as you should. And
amen.
It's just like a withered limb that's cut off from a tree, and you see them cut off, and they lay there, and they wither, and they dry up. And listen, as long as you're staying close to the Lord, you're bearing fruit. But listen, when you get out of His will, hey, you're in a dangerous situation. And, you know, the only thing that will bring you back a lot of times is the chastisement of the Lord.
Amen.
And so we know we don't need that. So here he says here that they're burned, and that don't mean that the soul is burnt, but that means that's what happens to the old limbs and things that come off of the grapevines and off of trees that you prune. So here in verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
Amen.
This is a great verse here. But listen, so many times we take it in the wrong way. And we say, oh, well, if I go to church and I pay my tithe and do a little of those things, it's not right. Hey, I can have what I want to. Well, listen, you don't do that.
Amen.
You don't do that because he says here, if you abide in me, if you stay close to me, if you look for me, and my words abide in you. And what is he saying about the words that abide in you? Listen, that's something this morning that you can use every day. And you have an opportunity every day to witness to someone, to use a little bit of scripture or say, I heard this or I heard that in the Bible. But listen, you need to use this and every time you get a chance, because it gets you closer to the Lord and
amen.
It gets you to remember. Because if you don't use it, you forget.
Right.
And so here he says, it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. So the glory that you can, that, you know, we like to glorify the Father, bear fruit. Mm-hmm. Bear fruit, that's the thing this morning that we need to do is bear fruit. And that will glorify Him. And listen, He knows our every trial and every temptation, and He knows when we're trying to serve Him, and He knows when the things are getting rough and the things are not clear to you about a lot of things. But listen, just stick in there, and I'm encouraging you this morning, stick in there, because listen, it's there's a better day coming. Mm-hmm. There's a better day coming, and we'll be going across that river for long, and we'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ. But until then, listen, it says my heart will go on singing. And that's one of the things this morning that we need to do is have a song in our heart, a melody in our heart, and be drawn closer to the Lord, because He likes to hear these things. And so He said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciple. Well, you know, this is wonderful. This is wonderful because, you know, being a disciple of the Lord is an opportunity that a lot of people don't enjoy because they just don't bear no fruit. Mm-hmm. They think that because they have a time and a place where they were saved and they went down there and baptized and then every once in a while they go to church, they're a disciple. No, it's not that way. A disciple is one that walks close to the Lord, one that knows God's word and knows and believes in his heart that Jesus Christ is a Savior, and listen, truly believes in God, and these are and bears fruit. So these are some of the qualifications for a disciple.
Amen.
And so here he says in verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. And he said here, so have I loved you. Remember this, what he's saying. So have I loved you. Listen, he died on the cross of Calvary for you, and he's making intercession for you before God this morning, and he loves you, and he wants to see you prosper, and he wants to see you bear fruit, and he wants to see you serve the Lord. And so he says here, he says, continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, in verse 10, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.
Amen.
And there's nothing this morning I can think of better than having joy, full joy that you can get up in the morning and say, Lord, I'm ready to serve you another day, and I'm going to thank you for yesterday, and I'm ready to go for another day. And believe that he is able to keep that which he has bought. And listen, he's able to keep us, and he's able to watch over us. And even though we get these little problems in our life, listen, they're to strengthen us. And you know, we talk about strengthening, and it speaks in there about having patience. And we need those patience, and we don't need to think, Lord, hurry up and take me out of this. He's got a time schedule for us, and when he gets ready, it'll happen.
Amen.
And until that time, you be patient, and you say to the Lord, or you pray to the Lord, Lord, I'm waiting, I'm abiding, I'm here, and when you get ready, I'll move. And so with that thought, listen, you can live closer to the Lord, and you can understand his word more. And these things, he says, verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another. And he also said that, he said that time and time again, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So when you see this, he says, it's my commandment that you love one another. as I have loved you, that puts you in a particular place, because how much did he love you?
Amen.
Well, he come to this world for you, and he died willingly for you, that you could be saved, that you could be with him in glory, and that you could be there throughout the extensive ages. So Amen. He did that for you. And he's saying to you, hey, this is what you need to do for your friends. He said, and that's my commandment, as I have loved you. And so we cannot go as far as he went. We can't die for nobody, because he was the only one who could die for someone. But you can be a good neighbor. You can be a good friend. You can bear fruit before this world. And you can be a blessing to people around you. Now, he says here in verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
Amen.
And again, you know, there has been many men killed, probably women too, in wars and things like this. And they put up their life for this. But Jesus here is... He did something much greater
Amen.
Than what they can do. And that is, he says, greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you.
Right.
And again, Lord, I don't feel like doing that. Lord, I don't want to do that. I just can't hardly go to church anymore. And these are some of the things. Listen, he's commanded us, we should be at church.
Amen.
On the Lord's Day, and the first day of the week, and we're there for the purpose of serving him and rejoicing in him. And so he said, that's one of the things he's talking about this morning. He says, you're my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, in verse 15, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, mm-hmm. for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ain't that wonderful this morning?
Amen.
Ain't that wonderful? You know, so many people, and I talked to a person the other day, and they were complaining about this and about that, and they said something about their legs, and their legs was all swelled up and all this. And it said, I don't see why God didn't help that. And I tried to explain to him, what if you'd kind of had to have them cut off?
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of, I guess it kind of brought something to them, because they didn't say anything else about it. But sometimes that's our problem. We grumble about things, and they could be a whole lot worse.
Right.
I could think of a lot of things that could be a whole lot worse with me. And so this morning I praise the Lord for all that he's done for me. He said here, but I have called you friends, and that's wonderful, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you.
Amen.
And ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit.
Amen.
And so this is the thing about the vine and how he prunes it and how he prepares it and he tends it, that you can bring forth fruit.
Right.
And so this morning, when you think upon the situation, think of yourself in this way. I'm a vine. And I'm out there, and I'm trying to bear fruit. And in the same way, think of I'm a person, and I'm trying to serve the Lord, and I need to get out there and bear fruit. And you know, you'd be surprised how easier it is for you to get out there and to bear fruit, because this old flesh don't care anything about that. But you talk. You tell them about a jamboree going down the road. Yeah, I'm ready to go. And so that's the nature of the flesh. But that's the reason why this morning that what God had these apostles to write down, he wanted us to know or that we could be aware of what was going on. He says here that your fruit, he says that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask in the Father's name, he may give it you. And so these things I command you, that you love one another.
Amen.
If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. So
right.
This morning, we have no right to grumble about the world hating us, about the world mistreating us, about the devil trying to throw everything he can before us, because Jesus Christ had an encounter with the devil, and he said, "Get thee behind me." And you know, he had these problems with the people there, and they crucified him. So listen, he says here, these things that are happening to you are that have already happened to me, and he says, these things I command you, that you love your one another. Now, if the world hates you, I'll get back to this. You know that it hated me before it hated you.
Right.
So that's a consolation this morning. It should be to this spirit of ours. Listen, they hated God.
Right.
They hated the Lord Jesus Christ. And listen, I'm a child, and they hate me too. And so all I can do is say, I'm going to serve the Lord. And if you were of the world would love his own.
Right.
But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you.
Right.
Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord.
Amen.
They have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. And so with this, we're going to close for the day. But these some of the things that we have read, please try to remember some of them. And if you can, get a chance, well, sit down and read it again. And because it's some of the sweetest words that I know of in the Bible. It tells us right where we're at and how that the Lord loves us and what he's got in store for us. And so y'all think on these things, and I appreciate you listening to me, and pray for us in the name of Jesus. Amen.